You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Well, hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. Looking ahead to the action on Friday, the 20th of April. And the flat season is well and truly back with a fantastic array of Friday fair, but we've also got top national hunt racing to look forward to up in Scotland over the weekend. It really is like the gap between Christmas and New Year. It's the gap between the flat and the jump season. And it's live on Racing Radio. Gets underway at 1:30. Fontwell, Newbury, Ayr, Bath and Southall are your courses on Friday. And to your team in the studio, Stephen Powell in the company of Tom Molly and Craig Forsyth. But now, here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby and I'm joined by Chris Pimlott. Hello, how are you, Pimlott?
Very good afternoon to you, Jimmy. Good to be back on the podcast with you, buddy. Long time no hear from both of us, I think. So we're looking forward to it. Hopefully going to try and find a listener, a couple of winners along the way as well. So, yeah, all good. But the great thing is, the great British summer has started.
It really has, hasn't it? It's been lovely the past couple of days.
Beautiful, beautiful. I mean, what are your views on it, Jimmy?
My views are that it's been beautiful racing weather over the past couple of days. The Craven meeting at Newmarket in particular is one that is often blighted by poor weather quite often. And fortunately, we haven't had that this time around, especially on the Wednesday and the Thursday. So we should be very grateful for that. And long may it continue.
So hear, hear.
We'll start off by taking
a
look at Friday's racing. You've picked out a couple of bets for us. Should we go flat or jumps first, Ben?
I think we'll go in chronological order. So we'll go to the flat at Newbury to review that race.
The 3:35.
Or is it preview, maybe?
Yeah.
Preview, I think, is better.
Well, either works. The 3:35 is a 5-furlong handicap, a 0-110 affair for horses aged 4 and above. It's a class 2. It's not a bad race at all, Pimmers. Who's going to win?
It's an absolute smasher of a race. Obviously, it's the Dubai Duty Free, so very competitive class 2 to get our teeth into. And I thought Tom Lee was interesting. He was a beaten favourite last time we saw him when he was well behind one of his opponents this afternoon in the shape of Moment of Madness, but he has gradually snuck up the weights, this fella. Back in the 24th of March, he was off a mark at 99. He's now up to 104. Has the assistance of Holly Doyle, as he has often in the past, and he's certainly a player, Tomley, if he can bounce back from that disappointing run last time. But it was a Moment of Madness who got the job done at Kempton last time out, and he did it in real good fashion. Up £2 for that success, but certainly I feel the handicapper has given him a little opportunity to continue his winning ways. William Buick's ridden him the last couple of times, takes them out again tomorrow afternoon, and Charlie Hills has got his string in very good form at this moment in time. And the other horse that I thought could well be interesting was a Blue De Vega, Ocean Murphy, riding like a little man possessed he is. He rides, teams up with the Robert Cowell Yard in the shape of Blue De Vega, and Robert Cowell landed the spoils in this race last year with Sir Robert Cheval, so obviously a race that he tends to target with his sprinters. So competitive, as you would imagine, but the pin has fallen on something I have on a regular basis. A Moment of Madness.
Yeah, you can say that again for the bang in form
Charlie
Hill's
team. A Moment of
Madness.
Is that what you said? Say it again, Pimmers.
A Moment of Madness. The selection here for the bang in form Charlie Hill's team. William Buick in the saddle. It's the 3:35 at Newbury. And it's one of a host of competitive handicaps taking place on Newbury on Friday, live on Racing Radio. But we've... You're indicating at me.
I am, yeah, because you've given me the runners for the next race that we're going to preview, which is the 3:45. But I would have thought there's 20 runners in this race, and you've only given me a sheet with 12.
No, there's 12 runners in the 3:45.
Just 12.
Are you looking at entries rather than declarations, Pimmers?
Well, I'm looking at the entries when there was 41 entered.
Yeah.
So whether the safety factor has been reduced.
The maximum field size of 20. There are 12 runners in the 345.
Can't believe that. Can you?
Often it is the case at this point of the season, of course, because a lot of the horses have been running competitive handicaps, Cheltenham entry, that sort of thing. So I can't say I'm massively surprised, but it is disappointing.
Oh, I'm more than surprised there, Jimmy. More than surprised that Cracking Find, who had only four below him in the a handicap, is able to take his chance. Amazing. Sometimes racing never ceases to amaze. Again, obviously, we had the gap from Cheltenham to Aintree, which was absolutely perfect. But then this year, this fixture comes up just, you know, 5 days after the Aintree Festival. So, like you say, more than likely, the long season is taking its toll. Good to soft in places, official going to air. And again, a smashing prize on offer here. £50,000 guaranteed. So a cracking pot to be found for horses that aren't possibly mainstream top lads, aren't they? So there's an opportunity for them to pick up a smashing pot, and in the shape of Just Cameron. He's our top weight now for the Mickey Hammond Yard. He's possibly not the force he was, is he, Just Cameron? We saw him at Ludlow last time out when I thought he underachieved, to be honest. He was only second of four, beating 3 1/4 of a length behind Tornado in Milan. And again, I just feel possibly that A, he's getting a little bit long in the tooth, and B, off a mark of 145, he's possibly in the grips of the handicapper now, although he has raced off far better marks than that in the distant past.
He's so, 11 though. So
yeah, as I say, he's maybe just starting to feel a little bit of wear and tear. So we go from the top of the weights off 11 stone 11 to the bottom one, 10 stone 11. That's in the shape of Cracking Fine. Well, he's been in absolutely smashing form of late, this fella. He finished third back on the 11th of January. Then he's gone from strength to strength. On the 7th of March, he was a nice winner. And then again, he's gone on to win once again at Carlisle. So he's an interesting horse. Gone from 122 to 130, so an upward trend. But he's just a 7-year-old, come from the Sioux Smith Yard. Again, he's sure to be a player in a race that, like I say, I couldn't imagine they'd ever thought they'd get a chance to have a go at. The other horse I thought was interesting is Full Glass. Again, the thing about Full Glass that appeals is he's just a youngster. There's a little bit more to possibly come from him. He's only five. He ran very well in O'Toy last time out when it was a big, big price. He's obviously having his first run for the Alan King Yard. And obviously he carries the colours of Simon Munir and Isaac Soudes, because Daryl Jacob is doing the steering. So he could be a horse full of a bright future. And again, certainly one to keep an eye on in the markets tomorrow morning. And the other horse that I thought was interesting, who possibly, again, has underachieved of late, that's in the shape of Guitar Pete. Again, he's got some decent form in the book. He ran at the Cheltenham Festival when finishing at 6 of 22. Only beaten 9 and 3/4 length, so that wasn't too bad a run. He races off that same mark again tomorrow off a mark of 139. Ryan Day takes a valuable £3 off his back. And again, if he can come back to the sort of form he showed us at Cheltenham back on the 16th of December, then he's certainly going to be a player tomorrow afternoon. And as I say, at 8, he possibly has, again, age on his side. So a very competitive handicap for some seasoned players. And I'm just going to take a chance that there could be a little bit more for something I very rarely have. A Full Glass.
A Full Glass, right. Excellent. I think one of the problems which there might be with this race is, of course, it's the same week, which formed a few days after the Silver Trophy race at Cheltenham, which is another handicap chase over 2.5 miles, presumably a lot of similar horses.
Profiles, that's right, yeah. And there's only so much to go around. But like I say, if you'd seen an entry of 41 and said, well, actually, there's only going to 12 go to post, you'd have said, you're having a laugh, Pimmers.
Yeah. I would have said, enough. But that's, as it's turned out, a small but select, well, relatively small but select field. 12 runners go for the listed handicap chase at Ayr on Friday. It's the 3:45 and it's live on Racing Radio. Full Glass is the selection for Pimmers. That's on his first run for the Alan King Yard. So we're in this, as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, Pimmers, there's now a little gap, really, where the jump season, especially after the Grand National, has sort of begun to wound down, especially here in Britain.
Yeah.
But the flat season, well, it depends when you think the flat season begins, whether it begins with the Craven meeting or the Guineas or whatever, but it is definitely still winding up.
Oh, most certainly, yeah. I mean, I think that the flat season is very, very stop-start to start with. You get Doncaster, you get some nice racing, and then all of a sudden, there's a dearth of it. Nothing at all. And then, with the weather that we've had very soft conditions. Beverly was cancelled just the other day. It's a really, really difficult time for trainers because there seems to be no continuity. For me, this Craven meeting is the start of the season.
Yeah.
Because you've got some lovely, unexposed types starting out on the careers. You've got some real nice types from last season racing today in that Group 3 race. So there's plenty to look forward to now. And as I say, I think the season is just kicking into gear this last few days. And again, the weather actually has been a Brucey bonus because, as you quite rightly said, in the past, the Craven meeting has not possibly been blessed even with some nice warm sunshine. And it certainly had that yesterday. It's certainly going to have it today. I'm sure that's going to bring out the crowds as well.
Hopefully.
And I'm sure that we're going to see a difference in the horses' coats today and yesterday that we've seen prior to that. So we all know that this flat season starts like in this stuttery way.
It's been particularly bad this year, though, hasn't it? Because so many of the flat meetings have been abandoned.
Oh, yeah. It's been very difficult, very difficult. And it also, it's got to be very difficult for the trainers.
Yeah.
And certainly training of fillies is not easy this time of year because the weather's been so different. So you get a reasonably warm day. And you want to take the duvet off the horse because it's too warm. And then the next day it's cold. You need to put the duvet or the under blanket back on. And then the last few days it's been totally tropical. They don't need a sheet on at all.
So we'll pick your expertise here, Pim. So listeners who might not be so aware of this side of the sport for from the training side of things. I hear you have been training winners under rules recently and everything.
Oh yeah, we've been very fortunate. We've been blessed to be given a real nice horse to train.
Yeah.
He's won his last two Hunter Chases and he goes to Cheltenham 2 weeks tomorrow.
Is that right? Yeah. For the Hunter Chase meeting?
For the Hunter Chase meeting, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. So what is it about fillies and mares that makes it more difficult to train them in inclement weather?
Inclement weather because, A, you know, the gallops are either very wet or you can't use the grass. Now, the artificial surface is ideal, but when you want to really get one to peak fitness, the grass is essential because it's a different type of texture that they're racing on. So, and it's what the majority of the horses race on, certainly National Hunt, it's only on the grass, so they need to get a little bit of a feel for that again. So that's been a big issue, and as I say, the weather itself being so inclement and very wet and very what's the word I'm looking for here, it's never been any continuity one way or the other.
Yeah.
And a lot of horses have had little bits of bugs on them,
right,
little bits of virus on them, because again, they don't know whether they're coming or going, you know. So it's been a difficult time for everybody concerned, to be honest. And I'd even say at this new market meeting that we've had, obviously, previous 2 days and having the final day today, that you might not necessarily want to take all that you see in front of you in the form book as gospel.
Right.
Because I think there could be a little bit more to come from one or two of the others because of the training conditions and the lack of getting horses on the grass.
That's very interesting. Thank you very much for that insight. And make sure that you follow Chris Pimlott's tips at Ayr and Newbury tomorrow, because I'm sure they're both going to win.
Oh, I'm dead right, gosh. I'm more than confident that we'll have in a moment of madness, we'll have a full glass.
Excellent. Racing Radio Live from 1:30 on Friday. The Daily Racing Podcast is back tomorrow. And Pimmers, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.